Wood bison transplanted by the state to the western interior this spring appear to be adapting to the wild. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game flew a group of Canadian stock bison cows and young animals to the village of Shagaluk in March. And as KUAC's Dan Bross reports, most of the animals have fared well.
For the first time since wood bison went extinct in Alaska over a century ago, the big furry animals are back. The herd of 100 bison flown into Shagaluk and released into the surrounding Yukon and Innoko River country are being closely monitored by state biologists.
The bison took to being wild pretty quickly.
Department of Fish and Game spokeswoman Kathy Harms says that means breaking into smaller groups and spreading out, eating wild grasses, and giving birth to calves.
About 25 of the animals that we released were pregnant cows, and so far we've confirmed at least 6 calves.
Meanwhile, 14 other bison have died, including 9 that fell through rotting river ice in recent weeks. The animals were transplanted prior to calving as a way to anchor the species to the area, and Harms says some ice casualties were expected.
The animals that we moved had never really experienced ice, and the learning curve is very steep.
Harms says another 5 bison perished due to unknown causes.
We're real confident that predation didn't affect those 5 animals, and we have no evidence that there were any people anywhere near them. So we are still investigating those, but overall, losing 14 by this time is well within the range of success.
The state is preparing to move a group of full-grown bull bison to the Shagaluk area this summer.
They'll be trucked from Portage at the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center up to Nenana, loaded on barges, and it'll take about a week to get them down there.
Wood bison are the largest land mammals in the Western Hemisphere, and Harms says moving the 2,000-pound bulls may require anesthetizing or otherwise drugging the animals. The move is scheduled for later this month or early June, just prior to the summer breeding season. The wood bison reintroduction in the Shagaluk area is the culmination of a long-running effort to restore the animals to interior Alaska. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.